It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Welcome back, Renee. If you wondered how fiercely some conservatives would resist President Obama's Supreme Court choice, now you know.
Talk radio star Rush Limbaugh has branded Sonia Sotomayor a racist.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich called her, quote, a Latina woman racist.
Now senators decide if they want to heed that rhetoric, including senators who will meet the nominee this week.
In this part of the program, we'll hear about two parts of Sotomayor's record that have drawn considerable interest. The first is a 2001 speech. Sotomayor said she hoped a Latina woman would reach better conclusions than a white male based on her experience. NPR's David Wellner reports on what lawmakers are saying so far.
Referring on NBC's Meet the Press to those labeling Judge Sotomayor a racist, the Senate Judiciary Committee's ranking Republican, Alabama's Jeff Sessions, said he's not going to use such loaded words.
We should not demagogue race. It's an important issue in our culture and our country. We need to handle it with respect that it deserves and the care that it deserves.
Likewise, Texas Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison called on CNN's State of the Union for such critics of Sotomayor to change their tone.
Having a solid, respectful tone, arguing the facts, not trying to label someone, I think is important. And I think going forward, that's what you will see from the senators who are involved in this process.
Still, one key GOP senator refused to criticize those who say Sotomayor's a racist. When Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked on CNN whether Rush Limbaugh and former Speaker Gingrich should choose their words more carefully, the Senate's top Republican demurred.
I've got better things to do than be the speech police over people who are going to have their views about a very important appointment, which is an appointment to the United States Supreme Court. So I'm not going to get into policing everybody's speech.
David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.